It's the beginning of a two-month school break in Uganda, and for poor families in the Katwe slum, getting food for their kids will only get harder. But many children can get meals at the Som Chess Academy. Funded by Samaritans, the academy provides lunch every day, along with the chance for children to develop skills by playing chess. Founder and head coach Robert Katende, who grew up in the slum, says the academy has restored hope for many of these children.
Especially the girls who before thought they had nothing to really achieve in life because of the culture, because of the society, them being marginalized, growing them up just to become mothers, now dreaming big to be a professionals in different fields.
Nansubuga Gloria, an orphan who was abandoned by her mother when she was 11, is now Uganda's first player to be a Women's World Chess Federation Master, the third highest ranking in the chess world. The journey has not been easy for the 17-year-old.
Because there is a time I wanted to quit. When I used to go to international tournaments and I used to come back when I've lost, because my coach used to tell me, let's go, maybe you'll get a candidate master title. But even a candidate master title, I couldn't reach to it. So my hope was down.
In 2014, the academy created a special program for disabled slum children. Dennis Mwesige started playing chess in 2004 and in August represented Uganda at the 43rd Chess Olympiad in the United States, winning a bronze medal.
It has changed my life. I can use hands to play chess, even mouth, and I know to do computers.
In 2010, Som Chess Academy sent 14-year-old Fiona Mutesi to the 39th Chess Olympiad in Russia. Her story was later turned into a movie entitled Queen of Katwe. Perhaps one day, with one move at a time, Uganda will not just produce chess movie stars, but the next Garry Kasparov or Bobby Fischer. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kampala.